If you take Main Street east from downtown Mooresville, it becomes a two-lane country road. A few miles down, you'll see some camels grazing behind a fence just a few yards from the pavement. That's how the Lazy Five Ranch started. In the late 1980s, a guy who liked to collect exotic animals would let school groups peer at the critters from his driveway, but as interest grew, he decided to let people get up close. And now, for 10 to 15 bucks a head, you can. And it's become very popular. More than 300,000 people visited last year. Two-thirds of those were school kids on field trips, sometimes from as far as 3 hours away.
All right, everybody, let's go out. Let's go have some fun.
That's wagon driver Jim Ray. You can drive yourself through, but several signs warn, enter at your own risk. The one piece of advice I got before visiting Lazy Five was don't take your own car. Unless you want, say, an ostrich to drag its beak through your paint. So I opted for the horse-drawn wagon ride, and I have to say, I think it was good advice. The big draw is the giraffes.
Lick.
Oh, yeah, nice and hungry.
Did you feed him?
Did you touch him?
Most of the animals have free reign of the 185-acre property. You see water buffalo living alongside Vietnamese pot-bellied pigs and white deer from the Alps along with emus from Australia.
Now, the emus are usually the first animals to have babies here at the ranch. That's because they do it at summertime, which is actually December and January in Australia. So they stay on their calendar.
Jim Ray says the ranch's population of about 800 animals will double this year after all the babies are born. He says they'll sell some or barter with other exotic animal parks and zoos to bring in new animals. And the summer is a good time to catch some little ones running around. 2-year-old Harper Price thought it was cool.
I got a baby pig.
The experience of seeing and touching the animals up close really seems to draw kids in. Harper's 5-year-old brother, Jude, started out a little shy, but by the end, he was eagerly holding his hand out for a llama.
Well, they kind of liked me. I think because I'm nice to them, maybe. You have to be really soft to the animals, because maybe they'll kind of bite you, maybe.
Jude didn't get bitten, and our driver Jim Ray says those kinds of mishaps are rare, especially if you follow his instructions.
Your hand, fingers out straight. Make sure you get your hands down low so animals can get to the feed. If you happen to curl up your fingers a little bit while feeding, the animals like that because that means they can nibble on those fingers. If you don't want them to do that, straighten them back out, continue feeding.
The animals aren't shy at all. They know when they see a car or a wagon coming, they're going to get fed, and they walk right up.
These brownish and grayish-brown animals are llamas.
You know those intimidating-looking ones with the hump behind their head? I decided to try my hand at feeding him.
Hey, buddy.
Okay, cool.
Turns out, that means he likes me. So I successfully fed the big cow, and I managed to keep all my fingers. At the Lazy Five Ranch, a few miles outside of Mooresville. This week's stop in our series, There and Back. Most Saturdays this summer, WFAE is taking day trips from around the Charlotte region. Go to WFAE.org for photos from the Lazy Five Ranch. There's also an interactive map of where we've been so far. If you have an idea of some place we should check out, email us at news@WFAE.org. Find us on Facebook or send us a tweet. We're at WFAE, and I'm at WFAE Duncan. This is Weekend Edition on 90.7 WFAE.